Hey everyone, Alex here, and I am coming to you with the first episode of Make Something Cool in 2022. And I am really excited to give a couple updates on the show, and then I'm going to freestyle a little bit on some early reflections on just what I'm hoping for with the podcast this year, some of the goals we're going to go after, some of the things we're thinking about, some ways that I'm going to hopefully grow and change as the host of the podcast, just some ways I want to improve it. But first, we have two really exciting announcements. So for the first announcement is that we have our first sponsor, and that sponsor is Riverside.fm. And I am so excited to be partnering with Riverside for the show. They're our first sponsor, and I couldn't be happier with them being our first sponsor. I just think it's such a good fit because we literally use Riverside for every single episode we make of Make Something Cool. I'm literally using Riverside.fm right now as I record this. And there are three real reasons why I wanted to partner with them as our first sponsor. And so the first is we use it for every single episode. It's a tool that we have come to not be able to work well without it. We just need it now. And we just fully believe in what the product offers. It's made our podcasting and interviewing guests seamless. It's kept the quality much higher than something like Zoom or Google Hangouts or something like that. It's just so much better than what else is on the market. And so we love it for that. The second reason is they are constantly adding new and useful features to the service. So they're one of these companies that's clearly growing quickly, adding useful things. They're not moving slow, which I appreciate. And then the biggest reason is they're making it easier to have really good conversations online. Doing these podcasts is really fun, but what makes them not fun really quick are technical difficulties. I don't know if I could describe how frustrating it is when you're in the mindset to talk to someone and go deep on their life or interesting parts of their life and creative work and all these things that you really care about talking about, but you're like stuck trying to fix Zoom. Like, it's a real buzzkill. And Riverside just solves that problem 100%. They make it seamless. I guess in short, too, I should explain exactly what it is. So Riverside is a very high-powered recording studio that downloads your files locally. So you're not praying that your internet connection stays solid for your whole interview. It records to both guests or both people on the podcast. It records to both of their computers and then is uploaded to the cloud later. So your files are really clean and crisp and it always works great. So all that to be said, they are our first sponsor and I'm so excited about that. So if you want to go check out what Riverside is up to, just head over to riverside.fm. Or what's even better is if you hit the link in the bio of this episode, it'll take you straight to a landing page where it describes what Riverside's all about and you can see what the service is. So I'm excited about that partnership. We're going to be talking about Riverside not this long every episode. This is me establishing why and how excited I am to have them as a partner. Usually it'll be about 30 seconds, a minute or so per episode. We'll be talking about Riverside in the next couple of months. So anyway, that's the announcement number one. Riverside, we are stoked to be partnering with you. Okay, the second announcement is I am launching a newsletter. And so for anyone that knows me, they know I love newsletters. It's a really cool format to curate really interesting stuff online. And so right now I'm going to be launching a newsletter and it's going to be sent out every Friday right before the weekend. And that newsletter is going to be called Find Something Cool. A little goofy play on words, I know. But it's really just going to be a simple curated list of the five coolest things that I discovered from the week to help inspire you to do something cool over the weekend or into the next week. It's just something to keep us inspired. I think there's so much junk and garbage out there online. There's infinite options of what we could be listening to, reading, watching, that I love when creators do a good job of curating the really high quality good stuff. And that's my intent with this newsletter, is to bring the cream of the crop to my listeners and readers. And so the first one is dropping this Friday. So that's a few days from now. So if you want to get that first edition sent to your inbox, please head over to alexsugg.com/newsletter. You can throw your email address in, sign up for that. And also, if you think there's something cool or something that you're excited about right now or something that's really inspired your creative work, please shoot it to me over Twitter. And I'd love to include it in the newsletter and give you credit, of course. If it's a good fit, please send me anything that's been getting you stoked lately to make stuff. Okay, those are the announcements. I want to just take a second to think and to talk openly about the podcast and what I'm hoping for this year. What I'm hoping to achieve, both in a, you know, the practical sense, how I'd like to grow the show, but also like in the intangible sense, what I'm hoping to do. I think that last year I finished out the year and doing episodes, and I was just so incredibly excited by the momentum we got. And I was so excited by the work that Josh, who's the producer for Make Something Cool, just his level of care, production. He just went above and beyond so many times to make sure that our show is getting delivered the right way. So excited and grateful for him. Emily, who has been an incredible addition to the team. She's been running the admin side, the booking side, doing relationship building and making sure our guests feel comfortable and excited and ready to go when we jump on the show. And she's just done an excellent job. And I just finished out the year feeling really excited and really grateful for, I think we had done 10 full episodes by the time the year had gone out. And the feedback was just so positive and just feels like we're on a good groove, I guess is what I could say. But knowing me, there's just no way I'm gonna leave a whole year behind and not reflect on how I can be better and how we can make the show better. And I think for me, one thing that I'm really looking forward to this year is we're increasing the frequency to a weekly release. And last year, as you may or may not have realized, it was bi-weekly, so every other Monday we would put out a new episode. And this year we're increasing that to weekly, at least until April. We'll see. We're going to do a little trial run to see how it feels and how sustainable it is. But I'm excited for that because that's going to give me more reps as a podcast host. And in my background, I've been fortunate enough to do this many times in a lot of different formats and a lot of different ways. But I think the biggest thing that I took away from my interviews last year, the most recent episodes, was just that I can be better as a host in a lot of ways. And it's in a lot of intangible ways. I think I'm growing in being able to let go of control of the conversation a little bit, and I'm trying to be a little bit more natural with the conversation. There are times when I can walk in ready to go with a bunch of questions, and I will just bounce from thing to thing, and there are times when I think I can do a lot better job of opening up space to dig deeper. I think that my goal for this year with these conversations is to always walk away with helpful and useful things for listeners, but also a deeper sense of connection and overlap with the guest who I'm spending time with, who's giving their time and expertise and energy, but also just to the listener. Like, what if I was listening, would I feel connected to this in a way that was really deep and meaningful? I'm going to try and explore that side of this more, because I think that's what I fell in love with podcasting for in the first place, is the connection you can have with the host and with the guest and learning really interesting things in a really positive, good format. And so for me, that's what I want to focus on this year as far as how I'm delivering the episodes. Also, as far as subject matter goes, I do want to expand out a little bit. The main focus will always be creators and helping creators defeat insecurity and make something cool. That's the mission of this show, and it always will be. But I think there's a lot more that encompasses that mission than just talking about creators, about their process or things like that. Those things are important, but I want to expand beyond that. I would love to get more into the psychology of, you know, status seeking, or the psychology of self-compassion, psychology of insecurity, like some things that I think really steal from creators. And ultimately, I want to have these conversations with qualified professionals who can really steer us in a broader sense towards something greater that's also inspirational, but very helpful and very tangible from what it's like to be a modern creator, because it's not always these amazing stories that just have a very clean, smooth ending. And I don't think that's what the show's been so far, but I think I would like to expand how I'm approaching the topics a little bit more and who I'm talking to as well. So we're going to do some exploring around that as well. And that might not make any sense now, but I think it will as guests start to come on. And I think practically, the real practical thing is I just want to be more places. I want this podcast and the message of this podcast and the message of the guests on this podcast to be much further. And the best avenue to do that is through the internet and using channels online. And so the idea that I want to really focus on is building up a Make Something Cool Instagram page, to be having really heavily consistent content that will inspire people while they're on the app scrolling, that maybe it would cut through the noise and inspire someone to put the phone down and make something, or to make them feel good or seen or things like that. I would love to do that. I think there's a huge opportunity right now with TikTok. I'm an old person, so I've never been on TikTok personally, but I would love to have Make Something Cool have a presence on there and take clips from the show that I think would resonate with the audiences there. YouTube, we're spending a lot of time trying to build a YouTube channel where we can take the highlights of these episodes and spread the message much further than just through the long form audio version. And so practically speaking, I really just want to expand the reach of our show, and I want to use all the channels at our disposal to do that. And Emily's done an excellent job jumping into that. We already have a lot of plans and movement in place getting that going, which is really fun. And I'm excited to, I've always dreamt of having my own show where we can have this amazing content engine that's just constantly putting out a different kind of message than maybe what a lot of other media we're consuming is, a different kind of message that propels people forward versus going backward, and something that would inspire people to contribute goodness to their own life and to the world, and to make something cool instead of just consuming all the time. And so that's my hope in a practical sense, but truly there are no, we don't have any numbers this year that we're trying to chase. We don't have any status or dates or anything that like we're sticking out to us that we're trying to chase down. I think it's truly just trying to focus on quality and consistency. And I believe if we keep upping the quality of the show, and if we keep showing up consistently, a lot of those other things will come down the line. And truthfully, I'm just excited. I think that's the big thing. I'm excited for this project. I won't get into it now, but I have big dreams for what it could be. I have big ideas of things we could do down the line, and it excites me. And so I think this year is going to be a real pivotal moment for us to grow, to shift, to change, to adapt in a way that I'm really excited to chase down. And most importantly, I'm just excited to learn. I'm excited to learn. I'm excited to grow. I'm excited to learn from the people who are coming up on the podcast. We have a crazy guest list coming up of people who are actually going to be on. I won't say their names now because I don't want to overhype anything, but I'm really excited for who we have coming up, and I'm just really excited for the year as a whole. And I would just thought I would take this moment to express that. Also, lastly, this is off the cuff. It's getting closer to the end of January, and I'm sure a lot of creators out there have maybe had some New Year's resolutions or some things you wanted to restart in the new year for your creative projects. And 99% of the time, those things start to break apart. Those New Year's resolutions start to fall apart around this time that we're in right now. And I guess that's a big reason why I actually waited to come out with episodes until the end of January. I felt like it could have been cool to start early January, but I felt like it might be a nice propellant for myself, and hopefully for listeners too. Maybe a lot of that New Year's magic wears off. Hopefully this can do some good inspiring to get us moving and to keep us moving forward, because I know I need it. It has not been the most smooth New Year's for me. It's dark and cold and cloudy all the time where I live, and it's not the most inspiring environment at the moment. Like, I'm struggling with all the things everyone struggles with, and so I'm super pumped to be launching the show now when I am, because I think it's right when I need it, and I'm hoping that it'll be right when somebody else needs it too. So that's all I got for today. But this morning I recorded an episode that's going to be out next week, and it was just so good. And I'm just really excited for what this year holds. And again, I just want to say thank you. If you've listened this long to me blabbering off, I really appreciate it. And I'm really grateful for your time your ears, your attention. There are many other things and other people and other pieces of content, other podcasts you could be listening to. And I do not take that lightly. Your ears matter to me a great deal, and I'm very grateful for that. And so let's go on this ride together, and let's really partner up and try and find cool ways to make something cool this year and to build something that not only the world really wants and that the world deserves from our talents and from your talents, but something that you deserve because you are worth pursuing cool things for, just for the sake of making you happy. That's enough. And I'm hoping that we can all pursue that together this year. So thank you so much for listening. I'll be back next week with the first interview of 2022. Again, thank you to our new sponsor, Riverside.fm. Hit the link in the bio if you want to check it out. They're an amazing company. We're super excited to be partnered with them. And last but not least, if you want the newsletter, Find Something Cool, just make sure to sign up for that before this Friday if you want to get the first issue sent to your inbox. So please sign up for Find Something Cool. It's going to be a fun newsletter. Take you 3 minutes to read every Friday, and hopefully it'll make you happy and you'll find cool, new, interesting things that'll inspire you to make more cool stuff. So until then, thank you so much for listening and have a great week.